Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The following is paid for by the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
This is Tech Vibe Radio, your front row seat to Pittsburgh's technology and innovation ecosystem. Tech Vibe is brought to you by Compunetics at Compunetics.com, Chorus Call at ChorusCall.com, Highmark at Highmark.com, Huntington Bank at Huntington.com, Kindling at KindlingAgency.com, PNC Bank at PNC.com, and Savier at Savier.com. Here are your hosts, Audrey Russo and Jonathan Kirsting of the Pittsburgh Technology Council, coming at you from the Huntington Bank Studios. Hey, it is your front row seat to all cool things tech in Pittsburgh. Audrey, are you excited today or are you excited today?
I'm excited today, but you're always more excited, so it's great to be with you.
Likewise, I just love it. First off, it's great to have you back on air. I've been at the doing the TNTs downtown.
I know, without me.
And solo.
Off to you.
Yeah, but I'm glad to have you back here. And today, our guest, we're talking about all things KDKA and all things Odyssey. Radio owes its existence to Pittsburgh and KDKA for crying out loud. And KDKA has made some pretty cool moves over the years that are just pumping it into the 21st century.
How many years has it been?
104 years.
104 years?
Yeah.
Not that anyone's counting. And that is one Mike Spaciopoli, otherwise known as Spac. Mike, I've never heard anyone call you anything else but Spac, but you run the show there.
Well, I guess you can say that.
Yeah, we're excited to have you on our show here.
It's great to be here, first of all, and I'm impressed, first and foremost, with the delivery of Spaciopoli.
Yes.
Because that usually takes a few shots, a few cracks from people.
I practiced.
Yeah, very good. Very
good. It sounds like a good meal.
It does. What do you think it means?
Pasta that's rolled up?
No. Spaccia is killer. Poli is chicken. So chicken killer.
What?
Yeah, from back in the day.
Yeah.
But we digress.
How did that not get changed like in immigration?
That's a great question. Yeah, that's way above my pay grade. Okay.
But we're glad to have you here today.
And you're right. No one calls me Spaciopoli or Mike or anything. Everybody calls me Spac. So we can go with that.
We're going with that. We're setting things straight as far as that goes. But we're just really stoked to have you here because you run the flagship here that makes our show happen, so many other people's shows happen. And Audrey and I, we've been doing radio for 18 years now, and we just think it's such a fantastic media to tell stories. And
we have such a great relationship with the team there.
And we're so fortunate for that relationship. And
good stuff.
You guys do a fantastic job. We're in the content business, and you guys deliver incredible content every week.
Well, thank you.
I think you surprise a lot of people with the stories you guys tell.
Damn.
So it's really fortunate for our listeners to be able to be a part of that every week. And
cool.
Radio is the ultimate engagement media. We talk a lot about engagement and social media nowadays.
Exactly.
Radio is the ultimate engagement. It's a place for people to engage every day, 24 hours a day. So
yeah.
What you guys do is a big part of that. So we're grateful for that as well.
One other thing that I'm really grateful for is that when there's like a hot topic that's related to tech or innovation, one of your guys will call and mm-hmm. say, you just come on the air and talk about it.
And we're going to go right to the source. That's a great thing about radio as well. There's a lot of people who know a lot more than we do about important topics and hot topics, as you say. And so we're able to bring those folks on the air and actually share with the listeners what the reality is outside of the opinions from our tremendous hosts. But there's, in these specific areas, there's people who know a lot more than they do.
Yeah, and it's surprising how many people will say to me, I heard you.
Yeah, that's...
And you talked about X, Y, and Z, and yeah, you know what? That topic does bother me. So I'm glad you talked about
it. It's funny you say that because we hear a lot about radio is, radio's dying and podcast this and social media this, and we also hear a lot of people talk about every time they're on KDKA, the amount of people that talk to them about it, react to what they're saying, or engage with them on it. So we're a long way from dead. I think they wrote us off a lot of years ago, and we continued to evolve, and KDKA is as strong as ever.
That's what I love hearing. Before we jump into really how Odyssey is doing all this great stuff, you got a pretty cool background. I'm glad to hear Pittsburgh doing what you're doing. Tell us a little about yourself.
Yeah, I graduated from Ithaca College. I was a television and radio major, so I've wanted to do this my whole life.
Cool.
I started interning at radio stations when I was 12 years old.
12?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So just hanging around. I was fortunate. I grew up in a small town, so I got some access. And
what town?
Fredonia, New York.
I know exactly where that is.
Yeah, just outside of Buffalo.
That's SUNY at Fredonia.
Yeah, Fredonia State. Absolutely. So I've always wanted to be in this... In this gig, in this game, people ask me all the time why. I don't know why. It's just, I just loved it. I actually grew up in a family owned business and my brother still runs that business now, but this is what I wanted to do.
Was it the chicken business?
No. It's not.
It's actually the car business,
but this is for me, this is a passion. And,
Living your dream then.
That's
I love
it.
That.
People ask, what'd you go to school for? I went to school for this. Not a lot of people get to say, what'd you go to college for? I went to college for what I'm doing now, and that's pretty amazing in today's world. I spent a little over 2 years in New York City after college working in radio.
And what radio station?
A few different radio stations. I also worked for a national rep firm, so I worked with radio stations all over the country.
Yeah.
And I always say to people that's where I got my MBA in radio because I learned all the different formats and personalities and everything that really goes into what are great radio stations, and you see the good ones versus the not so good ones. And then from there, I spent about 9 years in D.C. working at WTOP, which is what I would tell people is the best radio station in the United States. And if you know anything about that property, it's the only all-news station in Washington, D.C., and the number one billing radio station in America, and market number 9 or 10, whatever Washington is now. So it's an incredible story, and I worked for some amazing people there. And then I met a girl from Pittsburgh. Uh-huh. I always joke that.
Do it.
On her second date, and she always says, no, that's not true. But on the second date, she said, before this goes any further, I want to know if you're willing to move to Pittsburgh. And I said, I love Pittsburgh. It's getting me closer to home. So I've been here now. I'm in my 18th year, and it's
awesome.
This is an amazing city.
Glad you're here.
The amazing people, an amazing city, and I would never leave. It's home for us, and my kids love it. My wife loves it. She's home. Pittsburgh's an amazing place.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That's a cool story.
All the way around. No, it makes me happy, man. So let's talk about Odyssey just a little bit. I think maybe for our listeners, be listening now, you're knowing I'm on KDK or I'm on 100.1 FM,
sure.
Blah, blah, blah. But like the Odyssey platform is pretty amazing, but the connections you have, tell us how this all leverages and does all the good stuff.
Yeah, that it's an amazing. KDK, first of all, is an incredible property. The brand at KDK is amazing. I say all the time that when anything important happens in Pittsburgh, if you want to know what's happening immediately, people go to KDK. I mean, we see that in the ratings. It's not just my opinion. It's fact.
Yeah.
When there's a major story in Pittsburgh, people immediately come to KDK. In addition to that, there's 4 other radio stations, 3 music properties, WHAMO, which is a heritage urban radio station.
That's like Pittsburgh at its core in so many ways.
Yeah. We were fortunate to, I think we're in our third, almost our 3 years ago in February, we acquired it, and WAML's been an incredible addition to our platform.
They were on the roofs for a while, too, weren't they?
They were in bankruptcy at one point, and then they put on the translator, and then we acquired it. And we've been able, through our technology, actually, it's really been a growth opportunity for us, because prior to Odyssey, they didn't have an app that they used from a player perspective, so people couldn't listen to it, couldn't stream the radio station. So as much as it's somewhat of a compromised signal for WAML, we have been able to double and triple the ratings depending on the month because of what we do from a streaming perspective. So the technology platform that we have has really changed that radio station and brought it to a much bigger audience than outside of its signal location in Pittsburgh. So that's been a great story for us. Our 0.7 star, a great hot AC, a great music radio station for years. And then Y108, which is the heritage country station in Pittsburgh and the top country station in town. And then we have 93.7 The Fan, which is, we launched that 15 years ago, and it's just pretty much changed the entire radio game in Pittsburgh. It is an absolutely unbelievable radio station. The engagement and the brand that it is beyond anything that anybody ever thought we'd be able to do. The passion of the Pittsburgh sports fan.
It's big.
On air, online, on social, the level of engagement we see with that radio station is just, it's actually mind-boggling at some time. We're so incredibly fortunate to have launched that and seen what it's turned into. So the entire platform is huge, and it connects. I say we touch everybody from teenagers to grandparents.
You've got the whole spectrum.
Every walk of life in between there. So we really reflect what is Pittsburgh at Odyssey Pittsburgh. And so we're fortunate when it comes to not only partnerships, but also, you know, our sponsorships and relationships.
Super cool. We got to take a quick break. We're having so much fun. In case you just joined us, we're talking to Mike Spacciopoli, otherwise known as SPAC. Mm-hmm. And oh my goodness, having a great time. We're going to come back, talk about what Odyssey's up to, talk about podcasting and streaming and all the different ways that they're able to connect folks on top of the traditional FM and AM.
We are enjoying every
second of it without a doubt. So in case you forgot, this is Jonathan Gerstein.
And this is Audrey Rousseau.
And we are from the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Learn more about us by going to pghtech.org. We love helping tech companies succeed. We'll be right back after this super quick break. A strong work culture is the invisible force that binds employees to each other, to the company, and to their work. It's linked to better business outcomes, happier employees, and increased retention. How we work and where we work continue to evolve in almost every way, yet our human need for connection and purpose remains. Help your employees connect and thrive by evolving your culture to support your team, regardless of how or where they work. So discover how the Kindling Culture Agency can transform your company's culture at sparksomethingbig.com. That's the Kindling Culture Agency at sparksomethingbig.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Compunetics is the leading developer of unified voice, video, and data collaboration and conferencing applications for the service provider,
government in unique workflow applications. The Summit Olympus and Evergreen platforms, driven by their encrypted user interfaces, enable powerful and secure collaboration. Combined with world-class support and innovative professional services, Compunetics delivers the right solution every time. Learn more at Compunetics.com.
Your dial is set to Tech Vibe Radio, brought to you by Compunetics, Chorus Call, Highmark, Huntington Bank, Kindling, PNC Bank, and Savier. Here are your hosts, Audrey Russo and Jonathan Kirsting of the Pittsburgh Technology Council, coming at you from the Huntington Bank Studios.
You are super smart because you are spending Sunday morning hanging out listening to Tech Vibe Radio. You're getting a front row seat to all things fun, cool, and tech in Pittsburgh. And in case you just joined us, we are talking to Mike Bacciapoli, who's with, of course, KDK Odyssey, runs the whole show over there. We all call him SPAC because there's no other word for you, Mike. So
SPAC it is. It's always been.
It's always been. It's on the back of your yacht. It's like gone SPACing or something like that.
Yacht, I have it on the back.
Exactly.
I can tell you that.
So I'm getting you some inspiration here so you can do stuff. Yeah.
I grew up on a lake. I don't have a yacht, though.
Give it time. Give it time. You'll be successful. We're just so glad to have you here because we just love being able to talk about this medium that we have here in Pittsburgh, invented in Pittsburgh, which gets Audrey and I fired up. So, yeah, Pittsburghers like invent stuff like
104
radio.
104
years ago.
Right.
This is really cool. And how?
1920.
And you guys are taking it into the next realm.
Yeah. I guess that's my job.
That's your job. You got to
keep it going for another 104, right?
Yeah, so, no pressure.
No pressure.
So how are you doing that?
That's a great question. It's a great question, but it's also not. It's not that difficult of a question because it's as much as it's a challenge, radio is still incredibly healthy. But at the same time, there are brand extensions, I call them, that allow us to stay in to deliver the content where the audience is and meet them where they are through social, through video, through repurposing our content and the use of podcasts and development of podcasts, using our talent and their brands to do that as well. So there's a multitude of ways that KDK evolves and has evolved. Our biggest challenge probably was how do we introduce the radio station to people that are 18 to 25 years old or 12 to 25 years old that maybe didn't even know KDK existed. So about 5 years ago, we launched a massive high school sports platform that really, through the use of that, became a major social play and engagement play for us. And with that, there's a high school sports podcast that's part of it, but that's just one small piece of what we do to really connect with this audience. And the response has been incredible because the people that we really wanted to find, the 15, 16, 17 year olds who did not know KDK existed 10 years ago, now are engaged with the radio station, engaged with the platform, and engaged with us on social. When you see a 17 year old kid from Woodland Hills liking a post about Donald Trump on KDK, you know that ultimate plan of how you were engaged those people worked. And that's really where we needed to go and where we need to live because the radio station can't live on the people who are here 80 years ago. That changes. So we have to continue to evolve and meet those folks where they are and build platforms that they care about, that makes them care about what the radio station is.
Wow. So in terms of, it's not necessarily competition. It's just we're moving into a new paradigm.
Correct.
So how do you handle these short attention spans?
That is a big challenge because people want their content when they want it and for as long as they want it. So trying to meet them there, we are always there. The radio station, the over-the-air product is always there so they can consume it for as long as they want. So from that perspective, it's fairly easy because they choose when they want to come and go. We have to be strategic in how we're utilizing our content repurposing through our video repurposing and through our social and through our podcasts to meet them at a place where they want to consume it so it's not overextensive for them, but also gives them a taste of and a part of what we're doing to keep them engaged.
Yeah, I've been on some of those live videos and they've been obviously saved and then
repurposed,
absolutely.
So that's a platform that you don't see that a lot from people in Pittsburgh radio. There's people trying to do that now, but that's something 3 years ago that was important to me because I know that's a place where the audience, the 2054 audience, really wants to engage on video, and they want to see what's happening. They want to,
see themselves.
They want to see it inside of what's actually happening on the radio.
It's something they can throw on LinkedIn as well, too.
For sure. And we have these content creators. I call them the original social influencers. These hosts all day on our stations.
Yeah.
Who are there creating content. So to put them on video and allow them to engage on social through these short videos.
Yeah, they get excited too.
Oh, they love it. And it's great for the audience too. They get to see their favorite hosts. They get to engage. They get to see the reaction when a caller calls. So from that perspective, it hits and wins on a lot of different levels for us.
I'll tell you what, back in the day when we were recording our show in your offices, people would see like Jim Colony walk by and they'd be like, oh my God, it was Jim Colony. He just walked by. Yeah, I think he had a sandwich in his hand and he looked pretty hungry.
He was probably carrying a lunchbox too.
Exactly.
He was a cooler, actually. He used to carry his cooler around.
Yeah, but now that we're in the Huntington Bank studio, our offices here, we don't get any Jim Colony crossings.
Yeah.
There was a sign that said Jim Colony crossing.
You should come up and record every now and then so you can just see some of the action.
I would love to, without a doubt. But I think it just goes to show you how core conversations and storytelling is to people's lives. And how technology is changing it. And you guys are keeping step with that, which to me is so interesting. And one of the big things at the Tech Council has been our podcasting, turning the show into a podcast, doing interviews we can't fit on air into podcasts. Mm-hmm. And I see all the podcasts that are out there. What's the evolution of podcasts in your eyes? Because like I've been struggling with podcasting in general, just because it's like, what do we do? Yeah. Why are we doing this? How do we do this better?
Yeah.
What are you seeing out there?
The podcast world is a challenging one in that people see the successful ones, they see the great ones, and they think, oh, I can launch a podcast.
Yeah,
I can
see
do
that.
I can do that. That seems like it's not that hard. What they don't realize is there's so many of the stories where they can't do it. And like I was saying to you off the air, if you're going to launch a podcast, the content has to be so incredible for people to want to find that podcast and download it, that it has to be well thought out and has to be content they cannot get somewhere else. If it's just content that you are hearing other places or can get other places, people aren't going to come and find it. And we have stories about tremendous talent with great name recognition launching podcasts that just aren't successful because the content isn't something they're not getting somewhere else. It's something they can hear in other places. So podcasts can be, obviously, there's incredibly successful podcasts and it's a big part of the audio space moving forward, but you have to have great content there for people to want to engage with it and download it.
I feel like we're just in an age where everything is decentralized. Mm-hmm. Since it's decentralized and there's low barrier to entry, anyone and everyone can do it. But soon, I think that's going to fall away.
But I think part of that is what I was saying before, is that you see some of these people that you think, wasn't that just a regular 27-year-old girl who launched that podcast and now it exploded into this? And you're like, yeah, that's one. There's one example of that you see
out of 100 million
that it didn't work out for. So the barrier of entry is very low, but at the same time, the exit of the people who don't make it is very high as well. And that's why the content in our world, content is king. Like I tell, and local content really for us,
of course,
is king. That's what makes radio so viable now is local content. So when you talk about podcasts, our podcast to be successful in Pittsburgh need great local content for people to come and find them.
All day long. Oh, it's such good stuff. I want to keep talking, but we don't have enough time. Is there someone I can talk to that could give us more time? I don't know. Where is that guy?
I know somebody.
He recorded you now, man.
I know somebody.
You're messing around.
We're going to do this again, though. We're going to do a full round table. We'll do it live on the air during afternoon drive.
You heard it here. That's what
I'd
love to do that. There's so many great things that you guys are doing that we'd love to hear what you guys, not just what we're doing at Odyssey.
Yeah.
We'd love to share that with everybody and
love that.
Get some engagement from the listeners and take some questions live on the air.
Yeah, we used to do that.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Let's figure that out. We will make it happen.
We're going to do it.
Great.
Absolutely.
Well, Spack, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Getting up early like the way you did. So good.
Yeah.
And thanks for bringing all the coffee and donuts.
Yeah.
We really appreciate
that. What a guy.
Yes, you are the
best. What a guy.
Awesome. Audrey, too much fun.
And thank you to Rachel Winter.
Yes, she lined us all up here to make this happen. So, Rachel, you are the best.
Yeah.
Thank you much.
She's doing a great job.
And we're getting out of here, Audrey. It's been an awesome Sunday so far. We got the rest of Sunday in front of us. So I hope you're doing something fun today. I know I am.
Absolutely.
Great stuff. Hey, go to pghtech.org, your home base, if you want to learn how your tech company can succeed with our help. pghtech.org. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
We will see you next week on the air.
Thanks for geeking out with us on Tech Vibe Radio. Tune in next Sunday for more tech and innovation stories right here from Pittsburgh. Tech Vibe is brought to you by Compunetics at compunetics.com. Chorus Call at choruscall.com. Highmark at highmark.com. Huntington Bank at huntington.com. Kindling at thekindlingagency.com. PNC Bank at pnc.com. And Savier at savier.com. And we're always coming at you from the Huntington Bank Studios.
The preceding was paid for by the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.